Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, Money Movers, welcome back to Money Moves, the daily podcast determined to give you the keys to the kingdom of financial stability, wealth, and abundance. Hi, Money Movers. Welcome back to the Money Moves podcast powered by Greenwood. People aspire to become entrepreneurs every day. So we want to help future entrepreneurs of all ages and of course backgrounds with all the tools and resources needed to enter that space on the Money Moves podcast. Each one, teach one. And who better to help us out than our passionate business attorney, Asha Wilkerson. Asha, welcome back to the podcast. And Money Movers, please welcome to Business Moves. Asha, hello. How are you? And welcome back.
Hi, sister. Tanya. I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited to have you back.
Likewise. I'm so excited to be here. So thank you for the opportunity and the invitation.
Well, Asha, all right, let's educate these future leaders. You know, we're really passionate about entrepreneurship, and entrepreneurship comes across all forms, shapes, sizes, industries, etc. But on today's business school segment, I want to talk about what it's like to start a business, but how and when do I bring in my attorney? I think this is a question that many people ask, and this is why we brought you here today.
Absolutely. So, you know, as an attorney, I'm always going to tell people to contact an attorney because we are trained to help you avoid all the things that could possibly go wrong, right? But I also recognize that a lot of people are trying to start businesses maybe as a side hustle or don't have $10,000, $20,000, $40,000 to invest in them. So I have a few things that you can do to protect yourself as you get started. And the first thing that you can do is really learn contract language. Okay, so you are going to be signing contracts along the way or reviewing contracts, whether it's for a lease or to hire a virtual assistant or to open up a contract with a new vendor. It is really important that you understand the key terms in those contracts, and you can learn that contract language by following attorney blogs or doing a little bit of research on the internet, but definitely verify and make sure that the source is a reliable source.
Okay.
The second.
That's great advice because, no, it's an interesting thing. And I think, you know, for so many of us, we see a contract and, you know, the internet has allowed us to sort of skip past reading legalese in contracts, right? Whether it's your cell phone or this. And, you know, okay, fine. There's short steps that we all take. We don't read the whole thing. But It's really different when you're forming a business.
Right.
You know, you've got to really take the time to understand what it is when it's about your business. This is your baby.
Absolutely.
This is your baby.
And if someone reminded me last week, they said, you know, you're going to pay for it now for the advice in the future, or like right now, or you're going to pay for it later because you need the advice or the help to actually fix the mistakes that you made. So you definitely want to do a little bit of education, especially if you can't afford to hire an attorney right away. And the second thing, the second recommendation I have, if you can't afford an attorney right away but want to start a new business, is to reach out to the local business development center. So there's the Small Business Development Center, there's SCORE, S-C-O-R-E, which is a national organization, and there are definitely local organizations focused on helping entrepreneurs get started. So look them up, join their free training. Maybe they'll even give you some technical services, but do your research and jump into one of those groups.
No, I would say that's actually really good advice, because a lot of people don't take advantage of a lot of the government programs, like state-funded programs that are out there to help you. And so once you start doing your Google searches, you're going to find there's a lot of different organizations that do offer free introductory legal services. They have free office hours. I know here in Atlanta, there's a lot of accelerator programs and a lot of the small business associations that you can walk in and have a lawyer, like a licensed lawyer that would actually charge a lot of money, read your contracts and help you answer those questions.
Absolutely. And I'm in the Bay Area, which is like the capital of innovation. So we have a lot of programs out here like that as well. The next thing that you can do is think about bartering or exchanging services. You know, we definitely want to pay people for their time, but you can also pay people for the time by giving them value. So if you really like to cook, right? Maybe you can cater an event for an attorney or for that expert advice. Maybe you know how to build websites, but you need a contract done. You can do an exchange that way. So get creative, not, you know, offensive. You don't want to lowball somebody with the exchange of services, but you can definitely get creative and think outside of the box about, I need this. What can I provide to that person in order to get the benefit of their expertise?
That's great. You know, it's one of those things you never think about, because oftentimes you're like, well, what service, what do I have to offer a big fancy lawyer or something? But, you know, a lot of people are really open and receptive to that. I work for a nonprofit, and, you know, a lot of our legal fees are donated or volunteered, and people are really happy to give back in a way where they can use their expertise and professionalism to do something good for someone else.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would say the last thing, the last little piece of advice that I have is that, you know, people want to help folks who have already taken some initiative and who are starting to help themselves. So when you go to an expert, do as much research as you can ahead of time so that your questions are on point, you understand where you're trying to go, you're not wasting their time, and then you actually get more value, because instead of asking the surface level question that you could have researched online or at one of these free business programs, you can go a little bit deeper. Okay, I have chosen these contract clauses for my contract. Can you review them for me to let me know that I've done them correctly, as opposed to I've done no work on my own, can you just do the whole thing? Which is okay, but if you're on a budget, do what you need to do.
No, I feel so strongly about this, Asha, I'm sure, because, you know, time is really expensive for a lot of people. And I think people are very open to giving away their services, but you have to come correct.
Right.
And it's being very intentional with your ask. It's not just like, hey, I've got an idea, I need you to read this 50-page contract. Be like, listen, I'm starting this, like, explain yourself. And so sometimes I think people send these cold emails and there's not enough information in it, and so it doesn't show like you've done your research.
Right.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all 5 of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory 5-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at meaningfulbeauty.com.
And I want to piggyback on what you said. I think one thing that's really important about this is also doing your research into the person you're making asks to.
Right.
So if you're starting a retail business, go and find a lawyer or someone who's had experience in that industry, because it will actually show that you've done your research. And tell them that in the email. Say, oh, I loved how you are involved with this other business, and I feel like your expertise will directly relate to my ask, which is this.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Tell them that you've been following them and their videos on YouTube, or you've read the pieces that they have published. And I will say, I already said it was the last piece of advice, but I have one more for everybody who's listening.
Give it all to us.
Start networking early. Network before you need somebody, because the people that I choose to give free services to, or the people who I'm already in connection with, we have some other basis besides them wanting something from me, right? We either go out to drinks and happy hour, or we go walk around Lake Merritt together. We just spend time together, and I want to see them win, and I know I can help them. So when they ask me to review a contract, to look at this thing, or to walk through a problem with them, they're already in my circle. They're already in my network. I want to see them win, and it's not a big ask at that point.
I love this. Networking is so critical and important. And there's a right way and a wrong way to do it. And you know, sometimes you have to start at ground zero. Like, you see someone at an event, you go up to them again, you go up to them again. And that's how you really build these long game friendships. But they really work. And you know, it's also one of those things that I realize the older I get, when I look around, I've known a lot of these people, whether it's in a business capacity or not, from events and this, for like years. Mm-hmm. And they know me. So when I come to them, they're like, oh, okay, I'm absolutely willing to do that. So I think the networking conversation to me is also really interesting, because it's not always networking 10 levels up. It's networking on your level.
Right.
Just building friendships.
Absolutely. Spread that good vibe, you know, let people know what you're doing, but also offer to be of service. People want to work with people they like and enjoy. And if they enjoy being around you, they're going to offer way more to you than if you're just coming to them when you need something. So it's great to have an attorney right away. I mean, you know, again, as an attorney, I'm telling you, that's what you need to do. But if you can't do it, get smart, get crafty, build those relationships, take some initiative, and you'll be just fine.
I love that. Get smart, get crafty. That's great advice. Thank you so much, Asha. So any last parting words for us on, I want to start a business, but I can't afford an attorney?
Yes, you can absolutely do it. Don't let what you have right now stop you from getting to where you're trying to go. Again, just get smart, get crafty, get the networking done, and you know, just go do it. Go start a business and hire everybody you know.
I love that. I love you. Asha, thank you so much for helping us today with Business Moves here on the Money Moves podcast. Let's let our audience know where they can reach you.
Absolutely. I mostly hang out on Instagram, Asha Wilkerson, ESQ on Instagram. And if you want to check out my website, thewilkersonlawoffice.com. Thank you so much.
Asha, thank you for helping us today with the Business Moves here on the Money Moves podcast. Let's let our audience know where they can reach you.
I mostly hang out on Instagram at Asha Wilkerson ESQ, and you can also check out my website, thewilkersonlawoffice.com. Thank you so much for having me today.
All right, Money Movers, that's all the time we have for today, but make sure to follow Asha on all of her social media handles. And make sure to tune in Monday through Friday and subscribe to the Money Moves podcast powered by Greenwood so that you too can have the keys to financial freedom that you so rightly deserve. Thank you so much for tuning in, Money Moves audience. If you want more or a recap of this episode, please go to thebankgreenwood.com and check out the Money Moves podcast blog. Money Moves is an iHeartRadio podcast powered by Greenwood, executive produced by Sunwise Media, Inc. For more podcasts on iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.